Well, you know, I'll be honest, I did not know anything about it. I did not know that she had even been here until about 1991. That's when I went to look at the house where she had stayed. And the house was up for sale. It had sat there for a couple of years. And so I went to look at it to see if, you know, I would be interested in wanting to buy it. It needed a lot of work. And we decided to, well, I decided to go ahead and buy it. So we bought it and started to doing renovations on it. We remodeled the whole house from inside and out.
It has to be a good conversation starter, though, to say that I live in a house that Marilyn Monroe stayed in.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because after I bought it, people would stop by and they're like, hey, can I look at the house? And I'm like, yeah, there's not much to look at right now because we're redoing it. But yeah, people that had been there during the centennial or people that had even lived there in the past wanted to see it. But then people started giving me like clippings from when she was in town. The village has been very nice to me about that kind of stuff. So throughout the years, they've helped me collect things from her visit here.
Now, were you a Marilyn Monroe fan? I mean, everybody knows who she was, but had you taken much interest in her prior to this?
Actually, I did not. I met my wife through this house. The realtor that sold me the house, her daughter came down because she wanted to see the house. We got married the following year in 1992, but she was really more of a fan than I was.
This was a big deal. This got a lot of attention when she visited there. Mm-hmm. Of course, like in many towns, things fade a little bit as memories move on. But
sure.
From the things you've read about, can you determine really what it did mean?
It was a great thing for Bema, you know, that a star of that magnitude would come out. You know, she was only here for a day. Carlton Smith, who owned the home at the time, went on to be the president of the National Arts Foundation in New York. And he got to meet her, and she wanted to come to see where Abraham Lincoln had been. But it was a great thing for our town because everybody kind of pulled together at that time. You know, of course, towns were kind of closer-knit back then, too. But they all came together and just had a really nice time, and it drew, like, somewhere, they said, around 28,000 people.
What do you hope people might get out of this recognition of this anniversary coming up, the fact that, of course, many people don't even realize that she was there?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are like, she really came to Bement? And then they want to know the story of why she came here. And then once you tell them the story and show them the pictures, you know, they get all enthralled in that. But it's just a neat time for us to kind of look back on the history of Bement because this is part of our history, too. And so it's kind of nice to bring this out for maybe the younger people who don't realize that she was here. You know, they know who she is. Because she still kind of holds that ability to, you know, make herself known to them. But it's just kind of a neat thing for us to be able to come together to have, you know, a celebration of a time that was really neat in the history of Bement.
I know there's going to be some memorabilia and things like that on display. Is there anything that you own that will be displayed?
Yes, we have a few things that's going to be out. One item is a centennial book that she had signed, which actually belonged to Carlton Smith. I bought that at an auction. Back then, we had the police auxiliary. I have a helmet that one of the policemen wore that she signed for him that I bought from his wife. And then we have a ribbon that was presented to her by the Bement Centennial Committee. They presented her with a ribbon with her name on that. Her hairstylist, he recently passed away, and they sold his belongings, and that has found its way back to Bement. A gentleman from Monticello actually owns it, but let us use it.
And then, of course, a lot of photos as well.
Photos, pictures of when she was here, some that probably some people have not ever seen before.
Were you able to talk to some people who were there and remember what actually happened then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have, you know, stories about it. Of course, unfortunately, a lot of people that was there have, you know, since passed on. But, like, for instance, we spoke to Marlene Johnson, who was in the Queen Fair that year. They had a fair for that. And her friend and her, they decided to join the contest. And so she was first runner-up, and her friend got queen. And she remembered being in the house with her and remember her coming down the staircase of the house, her hairstylist behind her, and she said, "Oh, poo-poo, I forgot my purse." She said, "I never forgot that."
You are going to let people go and see the house as well.
Yes, they are going to be able to come in to see the house on Saturday, August 8th.